Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Last week, in our study of Daniel chapter 4, we were looking at the question, why would God allow such a wicked man to do a work that is so much against all that he stands for? Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Can you imagine? Most people like Daniel, who were right with God at the time, might have asked, why does God allow such a wicked man to do these great works and even to flourish? And God may allow a fleshly work to be completed, be it gambling, weapons of war, technological advance, pornographic income, or building a large church with a contemporary worldly worship. All those things combined, or just one of them. Well, after the work is completed, and maybe a considerable period of time, God brings judgment and the work is destroyed. Remember, Babylon flourished for 70 years, but she was destroyed. Psalms 127, verse 1 says, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. Now, my friend, our ministry here is not to build an empire or have the largest number. Ours is to build up the lives of people with Jesus Christ through the teaching and preaching of His Word. That is one of the great reasons and a motivating reason that the Lord used in establishing the Lamp and Light radio broadcast. This is training people in the Word of God to live by it. You see, the Bible must be a daily part of our life. In the New Testament church of the first century, they often met daily to encourage one another. That's why in different parts of the New Testament, you see him saying, exhorting one another daily. And that includes preaching, separation, and the whole counsel of God. Do you realize that when you tell your children, don't play with those kids? They might be some bad kids in the neighborhood, you know about them, and you say, don't play with those kids. Or you might say to them, don't touch that food till you wash your hands thoroughly. Now, what are you doing? Well, you are teaching your children separation. Well, we should teach our children and fellow Christians even more so strongly in the matters of sin and worldliness. Our object is soul winning and soul building because that's part of the Great Commission. There are some people that witness. They get a person to pray a prayer, and that's all they do. And they don't try to get them in, get them baptized, don't try to teach them the Word of God, don't begin to disciple them. Well, they're not fulfilling the Great Commission. They're failing it. Now, our object is soul winning and soul building to the glory of God, not entertainment, not even numbers. Now, we do go after men to win them to Christ. But we don't compromise ourselves to get them. We don't become rock stars. We don't become harlots. We don't become drug addicts to win them. Now, Nebuchadnezzar's main sin is pride. And isn't that how Satan appealed to Eve? Was to her pride, you'll be as gods. It is pride that keeps people from leaving wrong positions. There are people that have immodest dress, and they okay it. There are people that will use any translation of the Bible and okay it. And even after they hear the truth, pride keeps them from leaving those positions. Now, we look at verses 31 through 33, and we see the dream fulfilled. Listen as I read. While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven, saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee. And they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beast of the field, and they shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and seven times shall pass over thee, until thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will. The same hour was the thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar. And he was driven from men, and did eat grass as oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till his hairs were grown like eagle's feathers, and his nails like birds' claws. Now, again, we preface that with verse 30, that he says, is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty? Boy, he's talking about it. It's been a whole year. Nothing happened to him, so now he's bragging. He is lifted up in pride. And so while he speaks this word while walking on the palace roof, and he thinks about his greatness, and he speaks in the hearing of his guards and his counselors and his servants. And by the way, as they looked over the city, that city is worth billions of dollars, of course, in today's economy, but even in their economy. Lehman Strauss wrote, a man was boasting on earth, and God interrupted him with a voice from heaven. Doesn't remind us of Jesus and God the Father's conversation when God said, I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again, when speaking of the name of Jesus. And the people around thought it thundered. Others knew that it was God, but some thought it was an angel. Well, Nebuchadnezzar knows this message came from a supernatural voice with no human instrument involved. And my friend, when God speaks, it is done. And he says what he's going to do in verse 32, and in verse 33 here of Daniel 4, he does it within the hour. And within the hour, he is driven out from being the king to dwelling with animals as an insane man. Now, we said this is prophetical. How much will this be like Matthew 7, 21 through 23, where it says, not everyone in that day that saith, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of the Father which is in heaven. Many will say to that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. Then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. And here they are boasting of their goodness and their cast out. And you see, many times we think about ourselves as being deserving. But Ephesians 2, 8 through 10 says it this way. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. And my friend, if you are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, you're created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that you should walk in them. Jesus did it all. He laid out the plan. He did all the work. Well, here's Nebuchadnezzar. He's driven out from them. His uncut hair grows and mats. His nails grow like eagle's claws. And by the time 7 years are up, he looks like a rock star. and seeing posters of so-called Christian rock stars, it probably doesn't look much different. But the pride of the man, not the man, it's the pride of the man that is the object of God's hatred. Again, I quote Dr. Leon Wood on the disease of Nebuchadnezzar. It says, the form of Nebuchadnezzar's illness seems to have been that he imagined himself to be an animal and, at least in part, acted like one. This type of a disease is not unknown. Pusey states that one of the earliest records comes from a Greek medical writer of the 4th century. The most common form is lycanthropy, in which the person imagines himself to be a wolf. From the description given of Nebuchadnezzar, however, he thought of himself as an ox, which makes the disease more specifically to have been boanthropy. The disease is curable, and Pusey points out, is known to allow the victim sufficient consciousness of self and God to make intelligent prayer possible. Now, let me repeat that. The disease is curable and is known to allow the victim sufficient consciousness of self and God to make intelligent prayer possible. Now, in the day of Nebuchadnezzar, the insane of that day were driven out. Remember, this is between 500 and 600 B.C. And they were just driven out rather than being placed in an institution for treatment. And so, he becomes like an animal for 7 years. By the way, what is the world leader called in Revelation chapter 13? The beast, an animal. Now, in Nebuchadnezzar's case, it may not have been a devil possessing him. But in the tribulation, it will be Satan possessing the Antichrist. Isaiah predicted in Isaiah chapter 14, verses 4 through 15, that this would happen to the king of Babylon and Satan. Now, again, think, just minutes before, Nebuchadnezzar is the richest, most powerful man on earth, walking about in royal robes, only to within an hour to be down on all fours, walking and grazing like a dumb ox. You see, my friend, Nebuchadnezzar's mental problems were really the result of a spiritual problem. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.